side. Now the scariest one is clearly the sulfur cycle, very grey, black colours. So the first cycle, man was carrying out perturbations in the nitrogen cycle, the amount of nitrogen being fixed via the Haber process is comparable to the amount of nitrogen being fixed by plants. And the next cycle, the phosphorus cycle, we just saw the amount of phosphorus coming down the rivers by man's interventions is about the same as the natural sources. In this case here, things are really pretty out of skew. So, looking at this one, the sulfur percentage in the crust now is non-negligible. So we've got sulfide minerals. What was lead sulfide called? Galena. Yep. Galena. Yeah. Yeah. So iron sulfide was pyrite. Yeah. Remember, that stuff is in your final exam. It's pretty much set piece stuff. If I ask for a sulfide, carbonate, whatever, you have to go through that and sort of target it. So the sulfur then is present. You can see that here in the sedimentary rocks, we've got 8 by 10 to the 9 in our reservoir, which is a decent amount when we multiply by our multiplier. The soil is also a major repository, and then we have got a significant amount present in the oceans as sulfate. In the atmosphere, we now have a small amount, okay, 4, but relative to the sizes in the terrestrial and aquatic systems, it's a very small reservoir indeed. The sulfur, though, is able to move into the atmosphere and move back out again. We've got multiple fluxes. Now, first one is involving sulfur dioxide, and you can see that the natural emissions of SO2 are to the tune of 20 by 10 to the 9 kilograms of sulfur per year, whereas now the anthropogenic disturbance is the tune of 93. So that's why this is a very black sort of a cycle. Things are not looking good. So from first year, we know that that is the burning of fossil fuels, which contain sulfur. So coal, when you write the formula unit down for coal, has got a sulfur inside that formula unit. The the other source, obviously, is things like Mount Isa, where we're taking sulfidic ores, and in the course of reducing the mineral through to obtain the metal, we then release that sulfur as sulfur dioxide, which ends up being emitted. The natural emissions then, we have got aeolian emission, which is releases aerosol particles into the atmosphere. We've got volcanic emissions. We've got volatile sulfur compounds being emitted from plants and from the oceans. We have got our bubble bursting mechanism releasing our little bubbles, which at the start are dominated by sodium chloride. But after the chloride's lost, you remember it's predominantly then sea sulfate aerosol particles, and obviously there are volcanoes in the oceanic ridges as well. The volatile components then, other than sulfur dioxide, we've got hydrogen sulfide, and we've got dimethyl sulfide, DMS, and we'll talk about DMS in a second. The release of our sea sulfate then, it was sodium sulfate was the thing that was formed. If we took the sodium chloride, we took the chloride component out and we left behind the sulfate, so it becomes sodium sulfate. In the atmosphere, the SO2 is processed. There are both homogeneous processes going on in the gas phase. So SO2 is transformed into SO3, and the SO3 then reacts with water to form H2SO4. We've got heterogeneous processes occurring, for instance, inside a cloud droplet, which contains a little particle of dust, which contains a transition metal. Then, inside that cloud droplet, you're able to process SO2 directly into H2SO4. So those processes then result in acid rain deposition, which is what we're seeing here. And we've got deposition over the oceans. Over the oceans, this sort of flux is not too much of a problem because of the huge buffer capacity present in the ocean. But when we get this acid deposition over continents, if you've got a low buffer capacity in the soils, then you'll end up with acidified lakes and acidified snow and acidified rivers. Those are aeolian emissions then. Mankind is carrying out perturbations then in terms of the movement of sulfur-containing dust, which are at the same tune as the natural emissions. the soluble sulfate, which is moving down the river systems then. Mankind is of exactly the same order of magnitude as the natural movement of sulfate. You can see why when we look at the plants then that are processing the mineral deposits, there is a large flux of material being processed here, resulting in a big emission over here.